I wanted to stop him. I was worried he'd get worse. He's not well at all, Dr. Bardia. I wanted to go with him, but he didn't let me. This is harder for me than my mom's death.
Don't cry, my dear. Everything will be all right.
I don't know what to do, Doctor. I'm worried about him.
Don't cry, my dear. Your mother and father were deeply in love. It's natural for your father to be hurt. But everything will be all right. It'll just take some time. But it will be all right. Now tell me where he is.
I promised him I wouldn't tell anyone.
You have to tell me, Perry. Perry, dear, you have to check in on him. You shouldn't leave him alone. Most important of all, we need him to come back to the hospital. The parents of a young girl, a girl whose life is in danger, are waiting for him. He can't just leave them like this.
I'm worried if I tell you anything, he'll get angry at me. Then he'll go somewhere I won't be able to find him.
He won't do that. He won't because of you.
I've cooked him some food for his dinner and sahuri. It's his habit. He always starts fasting ahead of the holy month. I'm worried that he'll get angry if he sees you. He might respond badly.
Then this is what we are going to do.
Hello, Dad.
Hello. What are you doing here?
I made you some stew to eat.
I swear it's better this time. I couldn't bear eating without you, Father dear.
I'm not hungry, my dear. I'm just not hungry.
You know, Dad, without Mom around, me and you are way too lonely. We shouldn't leave each other alone like this. Father, I need you now more than ever.
It's a long story. I can't do it here.
Did you come with Puri?
No. I followed her. I'm sorry. I had to. I'd like to come in.
Should we go and talk to him ourselves?
No, it's not right.
If we weren't going to do anything, then why did we come all this way after him?
Have some patience. Let's see what will happen. Maybe the doctor will be able to convince him by herself.
Oh, she can't.
Maybe if he sees us, then everything will be ruined. And if Dr. Bardia finds out that we've been following her, she'll get very angry with us. The important thing is that we found out where he lives. We'll wait for a little longer. If we see that it's no use, then, well, we'll just go and talk to him.
Doctor, come on in. Have a seat. I'll get you some tea.
Can you leave us alone for a moment?
Okay.
Well, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
You have to tell me now. What is the meaning of all this?
What do you mean by all this?
The letter you've written to Dr. Naini saying that you won't be coming back to the hospital.
Maybe I won't come back at all.
You really think this is the only way to mourn Malud, is it?
Miss, I'm mourning for myself right now. And not for Malud.
Doctor, we've all lost loved ones. Sometimes we lose the most important thing of all. Our own life. But until then, we all have to live.
Well, that's what I'm doing over here. I'm just trying to live my life. And I wish for all the day that I lose the most important thing I have. I mean my life. Oh, God.
You're my teacher. And it might not be right for me to speak to you that way. But your behavior is shocking. It's so strange that I just...
What's strange, ma'am? What's shocking? That life after Malud means nothing to me? You have every right. Because you don't know Malud as well as I did. That's it.
It's true that I didn't know Malud the way you knew her. But that girl standing out there in the yard, it's not fair for her to have lost her mother and now her father. Did you know that Rose Gadiani's parents sleep at the hospital every night, on a bench or sometimes in their car, so they can be close to their daughter? Their only hope is that you operate on her. Do you realize that? We all have responsibilities towards each other and don't have the right to just put them aside, even if it ends up destroying us.
If I'm not mistaken, then every doctor has the right to retire, and doesn't he?
But today is not the day for you to retire. You can still help people.
I can't help anyone, ma'am. Not anymore. Why don't you get that?
You can't, or you just don't want to help anymore?
I can't. I can't anymore. You want to know why? Because I don't have any more self-confidence left. I don't trust anything anymore. I have doubts in everything that surrounds me. I'm empty, Doctor. I'm just empty.
You've had unsuccessful surgeries before. This wasn't the first time.
This one was different.
Yes, it was. She was your wife, your love. You loved her more than anyone. But that doesn't mean you can do whatever...
That's not the difference, Doctor. It's not. It's not about Malud either. I'm the one with the problems here. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. I understand that you're blaming yourself. Maybe you even hate yourself. But you can never forget. It was you who would always say in class, "We're just tools." The real decision is made somewhere else, not here. Whether we like it or whether we don't.
Yeah, we're tools. But sometimes the tools that save a whole lot of strangers' lives, that's what. And sometimes the tools that kill our own loved ones. That's what makes me doubt in all of this.
Doubt? What do you have doubts in?
In everything. Doctor, I've always believed in God Almighty. And this always gave me strength to perform the most difficult and complicated surgeries. I never back down from anything. From the most difficult situations. Even in the field hospital when the chances of saving a patient's life were near zero. I never back down. But now, there's nothing left to believe. Do you know why? Because a feeling of doubt has taken the place of that belief. Doubt in everything, even God himself. Even God himself.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Are you seriously doubting God?
I can't believe it either. I cannot believe it either. I cannot believe that there is a God. A God that took Malud's life. Malud! Malud! And I was the tool for it.
So you mean you only believed in God when he did what you liked him to do?
This isn't fair, Doctor. This isn't fair at all, Doctor. This isn't fair! I won't cherish a God that's not just. I will not cherish a God that is not just.
And justice is what you think it should be. Right and wrong are what you think they are. Good and bad are what you believe they are. I'm sorry, Doctor. But you didn't believe in God even before the death of your wife. You believed in yourself. My father would always say, "You're a real believer if you don't lose your faith under difficult circumstances." Now I understand just how faithful Abraham was and how he was able to change the world.
Yeah, I'm not Abraham. I am not Abraham. I'm just not Abraham. Now you go tell them. Go tell that man and woman that I'm no use to them, to ask for Dr. Naini's help. He's now a much better surgeon than I am. He is a much better surgeon than I am. You know what? Just about anybody is better than me right now. Anyone is better! Now go and tell them that.
I feel completely useless about all this. I know that you're making a mistake, but now I'm really sure that you're right. You're right, you need to be alone with yourself. And your conscience. And alone with your faith. I worry that you might fall behind. And something worse. Far worse than Malud's death.
might happen to you, and you will be so sorry.
Do me a favor and take Pari with you.
I definitely will. Because I'm scared if she hears things like this from you, she might lose all hope in the father she desperately loves.
It's all good, don't worry.
He didn't accept it, did he?
No. Let's go.
But I want to be with my father.
I said let's go.
Just an hour ago, you yourself said that Dad shouldn't be left alone.
All right, I made a mistake. I tried talking to him. It's best if he's alone. Come on, my dear. Let's go.
What did my dad tell you?
If I wanted you to know, I wouldn't have asked you to leave the room.
Please, you must tell me, Doctor. Is my dad doing okay?
Yes, he's okay. Don't worry.
You spoke for so long. Can't you tell me some of the things he said?
It wasn't anything important. He said he doesn't have the confidence to perform surgeries. He said his hands tremble. He's scared to lose another patient, stuff like that. He's just unsure.
My dad's not well at all. We have to do something for him. Maybe we should take him to a psychologist for some help or something. I worry that if we just leave him, he might get worse.
There's no reason to be worried. All he needs is more time. He'll make it through this. I know he will.
Malud was scared of cockroaches, too. There aren't any here during the day. Scared of cockroaches, but they come out at nights. You think there's one, but I'm not so sure there isn't. But sometimes I have doubts. You have doubts too, right? At least doubt in God's justice. A God that creates fear. A God that creates fear.
If you're not careful, Doctor, you'll lose your faith right when you need it the most.
Good and bad are up to you to decide.
If you're not careful, Doctor, right, you'll lose your faith right when you need it the most.
Good and bad are up to you to decide. Right and wrong are what you think they should be. Good and bad are up to you to decide.
A sin that cannot be forgiven unless you repent.
A right believer doesn't lose his faith unless.
Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me.
Thank you.
is it? Who is it?
Hello.
Hello. Can I help you?
How are you, Doctor? Wow, have you seen the rain? Everyone calls it rain, but I say that
the sky is making love. Elias.
God is giving his love to his creations tonight, Doctor.
Where have you been? Where have you been all this time? You just suddenly disappeared, man. Where were you all these years? Your hair, you'll catch a cold. You have to take good care of that mythical head of yours. So, by the way, how is it? I'm talking about this.
It's good.
In these 3 years. Tell me it's been 3 years, right?
3 years, 2 months, and 10 days.
I thought you'd forgotten about everything. It shows you were thinking of
that. Of course I was.
Well, headaches, dizziness, anything?
No, thank God.
Well, thank God. Do you have any idea how hard the Islamic Institute College looked for you? In the end, I was forced to come to your house in the north, and they told me you'd moved. And absolutely no one had your address or your phone number at all.
It just all happened all of a sudden.
Where did you go? We had so many great plans for you. Seminars, speeches, all that stuff.
I remember. The first one was called The Effects of Prayers on the Recovery of Incurable Diseases.
You have a really good memory. That head of yours still works, I see. Why did you leave, Elias?
I have already told you. Don't you remember? Before I left?
Yeah, I remember. You told me. You said... God, what did you say? You said I don't want to make it a grand old story, but I still don't know why it can't be. My friend, you somehow made that cancerous tumor in your head, in your brain, disappear with what? With prayers? Why shouldn't people know about it? Why shouldn't they know?
It would have been wrong.
Based on medicine... There was nothing else we could call it other than a miracle. Tell me now, why can't we talk about miracles?
First of all, it wasn't a miracle. I had made a deal. A deal between me and him.
That aside, why did you run away? Why didn't you contact anyone during this time?
It wasn't possible. I mean, I couldn't.
Why couldn't you?
Don't ask me, Doctor. I just can't say right now.
Were you in a bad place? Like prison?
Yeah, I was a prisoner. They forgave me and just let me go. I still haven't said my prayers.
You know where everything is after all these years.
By the way, where's Mulud? You never came here alone on Thursdays. Something's wrong. You guys having a...
Mulud isn't with us anymore.
She left?
Mulud has died, Eloise. On her, but it was no use. I prayed so much, but no miracles happened. Maybe if you were here...
When? But when did all of this end?
It happened 7 days ago.
Something was telling me to come and see you and see what's going on. So this was why.
I wish you would have come sooner.
I would like to pray for her as well. I want to pray for her.
Where?
Out to the car.
But it's raining.
I know. I know. That's where I'm going.
ICU.
Get up. Get up. She's coming.
Hello, doctor.
Hello.
Did you go to see Dr. Pajwan?
Yes.
Well, what happened? What did he say?
I think if you let Dr. Naini perform, it would be best.
Dr. Pajwan didn't agree, did he?
He can't, Mrs. Gadiani. He really can't. He's not well at all. He said with the situation he's in, any other doctor is better than him. And he's right.
I won't let anyone other than Dr. Pajwan operate on my daughter. Nobody else. You hear me?
Mr. Gadiani, no one else will perform the operation until you give your consent. But honestly, if I were you, I wouldn't wait.
Dr. Gayan Fa.
Who could it be this time of day?
It's almost noon, Doctor.
You mean I slept for 7 hours?
Don't waste time, Doctor. Open the door. They won't leave unless you do.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing here?
We came over here to beg of you. To fall at your feet. You're the only one who can save our daughter's life. Please, Doctor, we beg of you, please. We'll be so grateful.
Please have mercy on us. Have mercy on me and my wife, Doctor.
Please stop this. Stop.
I'll give you whatever you want. Just give Rose back to us. I'll give you all I have. Everything I own, I promise you. I have enough money to last you an entire lifetime. Just tell me how much you want. I've heard that you don't care about money. We'll die without Rose.
Okay. I'll do it. What? Isn't this what you wanted?
It is. It is. That's all we want.
Are you serious, or do you just want to get rid of us?
No, my friends, I'm telling you the truth. Why would I lie to you? Just remember, if God forbid we don't get what we want, you can't complain.
No, Doctor. I'm sure it'll work. If you can't do it, no one else could possibly do it. Everyone knows this.
At least then we'll be sure that we did everything that we could for her.
All right, then. Go tell Dr. Naini and Dr. Bardia that we'll operate on Rose tomorrow. Did Dr. Bardia give you the address of this place?
No. We followed her here last night.
That's great. So last night, everyone was following somebody, right?
Here you are. Write down any number you want.
Haven't they already told you that money is of no concern to me?
Thank you, Doctor. I pray that God gives you whatever it is you want. May God bless your wife's soul forever.
Thank you very much. Go and tell them to prepare the operating room.
Well, maybe. But what if they don't believe us? Then what?
Please don't worry about it. I'll give them a call myself.
Thank you ever so much, Doctor. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Are you leaving?
If you let me.
I won't let you leave.
I just wanted to see you. I didn't come here to stay.
Where do you want to go?
What difference does it make?
Yeah, you're right. It makes no difference. Because I'm not going to let you go anyway.
Then I'll go and come back.
First of all, I don't trust you at all. Second of all, you have to stay as long as I need you, don't forget.
You know you don't need me anymore.
I do, Elias. I do need you. Come sit down. I'd like to discuss a few things with you. After Malud died, in these past couple of days, some strange things happened to me. Really bad things. You know just how much I loved Malud. She was like a part of me, a part I've lost. With Malud, I almost lost a whole lot of other things. I almost lost. I almost lost my faith in God completely.
I know Malud's death was a great catastrophe for you. God understands you under such circumstances and forgives you. You have realized your own mistake, repenting in time. It's enough. There's no need to do this to yourself.
Last night was the worst night of my life. I felt just as if I was falling off a cliff or something, and I could hear all sorts of blasphemous echoes coming from all over. I think God must really love me when he didn't abandon me last night. And just as I was falling off the edge of that very cliff, he took my hand. Maybe what I say might upset you, but I hadn't thought of you for a long time. I had forgotten about you. But last night, I remembered the things you'd say, the things you said 3 years ago. I remember you saying, if you're not careful, you'll lose your faith right when you need it most. I remember this very clearly, you know. I also remember you saying, blasphemy is the only sin that can only be forgiven by repenting. Your words helped me through last night, Elias. You must be thinking, what does all this have to do with you leaving, right?
But I'm sure it has something to do with me coming here.
Yeah. I'm sure you coming here was my reward for repenting.
Then you must not have repented so well for this to be your reward.
So it was you talking to me last night, am I right? I'm sure it was you who reminded me of the things you used to say. Right from this alley. Behind this very door. Before you rang the doorbell. You weren't even wet under the rain, were you?
You are hallucinating, Dr. Tahar Pajuan. You started to imagine things. You started to live in a world of fantasy.
I won't let you leave. You have to stay, Elias.
The truth is, for a while now, I have been looking for a nice quiet place. So that I can be alone with myself and alone with my thoughts.
What place is better than here?
Then maybe you are right. I'll stay, but under one condition.
What is it?
Nobody is to know that I am staying here.
Anyone like who?
Like nobody. Only me and you. Understand? The truth is, I don't want any images or lab results coming out of the closet again. I don't want conferences and seminars. That's it.
I have a condition, too. You can't leave here without letting me know, like the last time you left here.
You go ahead. I'll lock up.
Do you want me to get broth or porridge for iftar?
My habit now is bread and cheese, Doctor.
I'll get that too. And by the way, are your prayers always answered just for you, or are they answered for others as well? Pray for this girl. Her name is Rose. Rose Gadiani.
Okay.
Pray hard for me, too. It's going to be hard for me to save her.
You are not supposed to lose hope, Doctor.
No. I haven't lost hope. I'm just scared. I'm just scared that if I fail this operation too, then I'll never have the courage to operate ever again.
Everything will be fine today. You just have to listen carefully to what she says. That's it.
What who says?
Trust in her, Doctor. You need to trust in her.
I have faith in God. I'm just worried that I might not be worthy of his kindness. That's why I want you to pray for me.
بر بی همه پیدا